This is Senior Spotlight Q&A with Kevon Baggett, offensive lineman. How you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing well. For starters, what are you majoring in here at Louisiana Tech?
I'm a sociology major with a minor in business administration.
Okay. When will you be graduating?
I will graduate, I believe, next session, which is March.
Okay.
In March, middle of March, I should.
After the winter quarter?
Should take my walk.
What has been your favorite sports moment playing here at Louisiana Tech?
My favorite sports moment playing here at Tech was when we traveled to Florida and we had to play the Gators. I remember landing from the airport. The minute we landed on the airport, we were getting off the plane. I mean, the baggage handlers, babies and strollers, people walking around were all doing the Gator clap. You know what I mean? And I was just like, man, this is awesome, you know? I always liked playing on the road or whatnot, but to go in the stadium that big and then walking in and then everybody's doing it. Because at first I didn't know what it was. I'm not a big Florida fan. I just saw everybody doing that, and I didn't know what it was. And we walked into the stadium, and everybody was doing it, and I was like, wow, this is how football is on this level, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I just thought it was great. I enjoyed that very much. I mean, as much as it was, it's supposed to be intimidating, I appreciated it.
The Swamp, that's a place I'd want to go to and see a game myself, too.
Yeah.
What are two traits that you would like to borrow from two of your teammates?
From two of my teammates? Well, first of all, I would like to take consistency from Tyler Miller. Because no matter what, no matter who he's playing, he's an offensive lineman as well. No matter who he's playing, he's always consistent. You know he's going to give 110. You know he's not going to take a break from any play, whatnot. He's going to keep going forward. And another person is Josh Meeks. His toughness and his ability to fire off a football is unbelievable. I think he will be remembered as one of the toughest defensive linemen to ever come through Tech.
What message would you like to pass on to the freshman class?
Freshman class, stick together. I mean, we all play around, laugh around in the locker room, you know, but it got to be more than the locker room. You got to take it outside, you know, going to class when you have a bye week and everybody else is at home, you know, call up a bunch of guys and, you know, put something on the grill or something, you know, keep a family environment, stick together, because when it comes down to it, all you have is the person that's lined up next to you.
What would some people be surprised to learn about you?
People, I don't know if I want to say this, but what you would be surprised to learn about me is that I love rabbits. I love rabbits. I have 3 pet rabbits of my own. I have none of them up here at Tech. I have all 3 of them at home. And I don't know. I just, ever since I was little, I had a rabbit, and it died on me. But people say mine's last the longest out of anybody, because I had the last one for 10 years, and now after that one died, I went and got 3 more just so I could feel better.
10 years, that is a long time for a rabbit.
It is a long time for a rabbit. Everybody's like, wow, you know, because I had it since I was in elementary school. And I remember one of my classmates, he just showed up, his mom showed up back in trouble with a bunch of rabbits, and I was like, because the only rabbits I ever saw was the ones, you know, just hopping out from the woods and then going back mm-hmm. in or whatnot. And then he had a white one, and it was the fattest one he had in there. And I was like, oh, man, I want that one. And he sold it to me for $10, and I had it for 10 years.
Wow, 10 years for the rabbit. I remember we had class rabbits and stuff like that in elementary school all the time. We got a lot of long road trips, and so on. What's on your iPod on a road trip?
On a road trip? Number one that I always play when I'm on a road trip, you're probably not going to believe this, but it's Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl. It's the first song on my iPod. And then after that, it goes into rap music. I listen to a little bit of reggae and culture music, you know what I mean, But Tim McGraw is the first track to play on my iPod.
Any particular reason?
I just like that song. I mean, and then hanging out with Tyler Miller down here, mm-hmm. he got me big on country music. Like, I'm from Texas, and he was like, you from Texas, and you don't listen to country music? Like, no, I don't. And we would hang by his house because he had a huge pool table in his living room. And he would always play country music, and all of a sudden you start listening to the words that they're saying, mm-hmm. and then it's like, wow, I like that song. And then after, it just slowly built up. But on my iPod, it's country music, it's rap music, it's R&B, it's reggae. My parents are from the islands, so I listen to a lot of reggae, but it's mostly in between those three.
Who in your family would you idolize?
I would idolize my uncle, because to me, he done it all. He's played football in high school. He got to college ball his first year. First year, he broke his fibula and tore his ACL in the same snap. So that, needless to say, that was a horrible first year for him. But he tried to come back from it, and as much as he tried to come back from it, he really couldn't get a good push. And it got so bad to where when he came back, he tore his ACL in his second knee, you know, back to back. And then, you know, he got to thinking, he's like, maybe I'll leave this alone. And I watch him, and I'm thinking, you know, man, you must have crumbled and just been all shut up, whatever. No, he left school, though, but he went to work for a little company or whatever, whatnot. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nah, he owns his own business. The money he makes is unbelievable. So I'm sitting out here like, wow, man, I wanna be like you, you know. And he's like, well, keep working at it. Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, it's too hard to reach. He said, anything you want to do is always so simple. It's as simple as just asking a question like, you know, how do I do this? How do I get about doing this? And he would say, you will find out that it is so easy. He said he wants me to get my degree, because when I get my degree, I will be the first one in my family to ever do that, to get a degree, being that my parents came from the islands, came over here. And he always told me, just get your degree and it'll be so much easier than what I had to go through. But he fought his way through everything, and he moved from Houston to Georgia, and I would go visit him on the summers. And then every summer, from the time he moved, I would go work with him. And I partially saw what he was going through and the stuff he had to deal with. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, boom, it's just started making major strides, building, meeting people, meeting the right people, mm-hmm. building clientele. And then all of a sudden, he has his own business going now, where he does like door fabrications and windows and stuff like that on newly fresh built houses and whatever. And people are like, something as simple as that, I mean, he's just making a killing, if you ask me. He's stealing, you know. But it's great. I mean, to just see how hard he worked and how far he came from that, it's just unbelievable. So, I mean, I see him and I see a little bit of myself, you know. Don't know if football's in my future after tech, but I know that I want to work hard and I want to get to a comfortable position in my life, just from looking at what he done, what he's been through. And I know he'll always be there pushing me to get me through where I need to be.
Who do you think is the greatest player of all time at your position?
The greatest player of all time at my position, I have to say, is Willie Rolfe. Before I ever came to Tech, I was watching this guy on TV, and I was just watching him. And he was, I was like, man, this dude is huge. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm a huge guy. People look at me all the time and say huge, but this dude was huge. And mm-hmm. I was just watching him play. And I was like, man. Then I came on a visit here to Tech, and I saw his picture hanging in the hallway. And I was like, no, Willie Rolfe right here. And then I talked to Coach Perro about it. And I think that was a major point that got me to really focus on Tech, that and the family atmosphere that they have here. Got me to focus on Tech. And I was just like, man, if I could just be like Willie Rolfe, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think he's a great athlete. I actually got to meet him in person. The first time I met him, I shook his hand on the football field. One day he was out watching us practice, and the second time I met him, I work at the Alumni Center on campus. They host this his golf tournament mm-hmm. every year, and I was standing there, and I saw him, and I just like nodded my head at him, and I didn't think he remembered me, but he walked up to me and he was like, Baggett, and I was like, wow, you remember me from that long ago, right? He's like, I try to keep up with y'all in your sports and what you're doing. And then he told me congratulations on the past game that we played and all that good stuff. But I think he's a great guy. I think he plays well. He's a Pro Bowler for the NFL, I think he's an awesome player. Mm-hmm.
He should be in the Hall of Fame pretty soon.
Yes, pretty soon he will. He told me he was close. He told Coach Perro he was close to retirement. And I was like, for real? No.
I think he did retire this fall.
This fall. Yeah. See, and I'm late. I hadn't even known that, but okay.
Who, when you're young, who did you pretend to be as a kid?
When I was young, I pretended to be Hulk Hogan. We was in elementary school, and we would always, you know, recess time, we were all, everybody else was running around playing Power Rangers and stuff, and me and about a couple other guys, we would fight, you know what I mean? And sometimes it would go beyond play fight, and we would wrestle and, you know, picking up people. And I was always bigger than everybody else, so I was always picking up people and trying to slam them on the floor and everything. And but I always thought I was Hulk Hogan. I was a big wrestling fan when I was younger, and I used to stick to it. And everything he did on TV, I wouldn't. My mom used to be like, I'm going to make you stop watching that stuff because you're getting bigger. And then I would throw my – I grew up in a house full of women, so I would pick up my sister's body, slam them on the bed and everything, and she banned me from wrestling for a while for doing that and all that stuff. But I always used to run around acting like Hulk Hogan.
What would you like your senior class to be remembered for at Tech?
I would like for us to be remembered as basically as a foundation, you know what I mean? Because I think Tech is headed for great things right now, and somebody had to make the sacrifice, you know, and I feel like we did that. And as much as the school board and the wins and losses may not reflect that, I think that we are the foundation, and we laid that form to go on and do better things for the young guys to come on, gain experience, for us to put them on our wing and say, hey, you're doing a great job, but maybe you should try it this way, and you know what I mean, and encourage them to go forward. And to watch them grow every week is unbelievable. And so I just want to think that we are that foundation that laid their form to help them to get up, so that 5-6 years from now, when we're in the top of the whack, I want to be able to say, yeah, we helped that. We did some of that, you know what I mean? Even though we're not on a team anymore, but, you know, we were the foundation for all that.
What does it mean to be a Bulldog?
Be a Bulldog. I have always been working at the Alumni Center, and I've always seen guys come in and they're like, yeah, I'm a Tech alum, I play football and blah 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 blah, and you know, all whatever whatnot. So I would sit down and I would just watch them and their demeanor and then the class level that they have, and you know, and their prestige of how they're sitting there and how they conduct themselves. And so I was like, man, you know, watching them do that, I was like, man, you know, I have a lot to live up to, you know what I mean? Because coming out of high school, I wasn't always on a straight path, but, you know, thank God I finally did get there. But to watch them to come back and say, you know, I am a Tech alum, and, you know, I did play football, I am a former Bulldog. I mean, to see them and the level where they're at, and to wear a Louisiana Tech shirt when I go home in Houston, and everybody's like, hey, you played for Tech and all that stuff. And they're like, yeah, I did too. And the people you meet, I mean, they're all just incredible. And I'm personally happy to say that, you know, I played football here, and I received my degree from here, because it's just incredible the amount of people you meet and the amount of people that actually come here. I mean, you learn a lot just by wearing a shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Who do you consider to be Tech's biggest rival within the WAC?
This goes back to my first day being at Tech, ever stepping in Dr. Gerald room. It's Coach Bignell was the head coach. He lost his mind. He grabbed the chair and almost put it through a wall and was like, and then we were talking about who we played the year before I got here, because I came in 03. He was talking about the 02 season. He was like, you know, he was cool. He was like, you know, last year, we bit a lot of bullets. We got to get better. He's like, and I thought we were ready for it. And he said, and then we played Fresno, and he just took a chair and put it through almost through the wall. And he's just like, Fresno State. And I mean, I know he could not stand Pat, the head coach. He could not stand him. He would lose his mind. And I was sitting in here like, everybody's grinding their teeth. And I'm like, everybody hates Fresno. And so it kind of grew on me. I mean, I don't like Fresno. Not every time I hear Fresno or they're on TV, I don't care if they're playing anybody from ULM, Nickel State, I'm just like, I hope you lose, you know, because I guess it growing on me. And then we had a big fight in a stadium with them a couple of years back. And so then I really didn't like them because, you know, they were down there picking with the specialty when all the big guys were in the locker room. I thought that was quite unfair. But from what I saw when I was trying to run down the hill, they handled their business there, and then we beat them on the field, which was one of the biggest wins I think we ever had here at Tech. I believe they were ranked that year. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Moss was running back, and he had an awesome game. And so therefore, I just grew to hate Fresno.
Well, that's pretty much the consensus. If you could play any other position, what would it be?
If I could play any other position, it would be fullback. I've always wanted to just have an opportunity to touch the ball. I know I'm too big to play running back, so I'm not going to say running back, but to play fullback, just to get inside the five and have the quarterback turn around and just give you the ball and just run straight up the gut. I just want to be that guy that you hand the ball to, bust through the line, run over about two people, and get in the end zone so I can do a fat man dance or whatever, whatnot. So I always wanted to be a fullback. In high school, the closest I ever got to that was playing defensive end. I caught a tip pass in the air, and I ran as hard as I could. And I caught it on the 50, and I ran. I got down to the 5, and I hit this dude, and I actually ran over him, but he, like, shoestring tackled me, and I landed on the 2-yard line. I was so mad.
Just short. If you could be a professional athlete in any sport besides football, what would that be?
Basketball. I played basketball in high school. I left it alone because it was too girlish to me. Because every time, all I could really do is, I'm 6'7", all I could really do is stand there, put my hands up, and then somebody run into me and just fall flat on the floor, and that's a foul. So I thought that was so weak to have that foul call me. So I left it alone. But if I can go back, I always took to basketball too, because I think I was a lot better athlete as far as a football player when I was playing both basketball and football, because basketball kept you in football shape, and football gave you the power you needed to have on the basketball court, you know what I mean? So they interacted with each other.
What are your career goals outside of football?
Outside of football, I want to coach football. I want to have an offensive line coaching position because I feel that I've learned a lot since I've been here, and if I don't get to continue to play, I would at least love to coach. Don't want to coach on a lot on a college level. I see what Coach Dooley and Coach Perry was going through every day in and out. So if I can get a coaching job on a high school level, I would be great. I would do that. And eventually from now, I'd like to move on to owning my own business, you know, whatever, whatnot. But, you know, football's not a year-round sport, so I'll have time to pursue other things. But I just definitely want to coach. Ever since I was in high school, I've been coaching, like, peewee football, you know, all the way up till I got to college. And then when you got to get to college, you don't have time to do all that stuff. So I started coaching in real sports and put together a little flag girls football team. And I've been coaching them, like, while I've been here. I think it's something that I enjoy doing. So hopefully I get a chance to do that, to continue to do that.
If Coach Dooley let you call one play, what would it be?
If he let me call one play, it will be a tackle-eligible play. I will have a tackle-eligible bootleg, send him out in the flat, quick dump it off on 10-yard, on 10, 5-yard line, so I can get a touchdown that I always been wanting.
And some of your favorites real quick. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book would have to be a book that Mick Foley wrote. He was another wrestler. It's called Mrs. Foley's Baby Boy. He pours out his life story and what he's been through and his struggle to get to where he's been. And I think it's a great book, and you learn a lot from it. And you know, if anything, it talks about quitting, and it makes sure that you keep striving for what's ahead of you. Anything's possible.
Your favorite movie?
My favorite movie would have to be Varsity Blues.
That's not a bad movie. That's good. Your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show, if I had to just narrow it down to one, it'd have to be Robin Big on MTV.
Okay.
Robin Big, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's got to be it.
Your favorite athlete?
My favorite athlete, once again, I have to go back to Willie Rowe on that one.
I thought you would say that. He was good.
Yeah, he was.
And your favorite food?
My favorite food is Popeye's chicken. I would die for some Popeye's chicken. Coach Damon tries to keep me away from it, but I sneak and grab a bite every now and again.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.